Love first. You have probably heard it said, you are loved through Christ. Since Jesus paid the price, you may walk free. You say, Amen, Hallelujah, thank God for His love and sacrifice. God hates sin, but now by His grace and because of Jesus on the cross, He can now look at me, accept me, and love me. All this because Jesus became the perfect offering. When God looks at me, He sees the Lamb of God. God loves you in and through the Christ. I'm asking you, what does this message mean to your self-love, self-respect, and then your love for your neighbor? When God can't love you if it wasn't for Christ. Yet the Bible also tells us to love God and man in the same way we love ourselves. But do you really, truly love yourself? Self-love is a bit of a taboo, and often looked upon as egotistical. But what if it's crucial before all the other fruits of the Spirit to grow is that you begin with love, love for self, love for God? Can you see that if God can look at you only through Christ, He is not looking at you at all? And how can you love yourself alone if God needs Jesus to do so? But what if love came first? Love for creation and love for you, since you are a unique part of it. Genesis explains that God created life and everything. He breathed His very spirit into us through our nostrils. This is how you became alive. God breathed His spirit of life and love into you. Now this spirit flows from your within. That's the good news. God loves you from within. You have this river of love within you. Remember, Genesis also tells us that God's creation was good. And even when man was created, God said it was very good. Can you say that to yourself, I'm very good? Can you truly say that? Isn't that what God is saying? Humans are the greatest in my creation. It is the crown. Is that how you look upon yourself? God's crown? If God was asked, show me what you are most proud of and fond of when it comes to your artistry, your creation, what would the divine say? Wouldn't He point His finger in your and other people's direction and say, you? God loves you. He, she, the Trinity, they love you. In 2 Peter, it even says that we are partakers in the divine nature. How can that be? These news are almost too good to be true. And isn't it that the surprise of grace? It is almost too good to be true? But that is if we think in our human way. That God loves and looks upon us as very good is God's true perspective. Love always comes first. But wait, you say you're only telling half-truths, you're missing the greater picture. You say man is sinful and every evil desire lurks within man. God hates this but loves humans. I ask you, does God only love what is perfect? And does God need someone perfect to die to love us? Whatever God did it because He already loved us, right? Still, maybe we are the ones that need this scapegoat. Do we need someone to put the blame on so we don't have to face our own sin and darkness? I'm not saying man is all light. I know that for sure just by looking into my own heart. But I'm saying we need to get the start right. For you, for me, for our children, for everyone. God loves mankind. He loves you. And He loves His creation. It is His pride. With this love, He breathed life into your very within before you were sent into this world to live your unique life the best way you can. I ask you now to sit for a few moments in silence. Ask yourself, do I love myself in the same way God loves me, His crown, His masterpiece? Then let yourself sink into His love, a love that embraces you in your completeness, goodness and badness, in order to free you into true self-love and love for others. It is there for you, the river within, the river of love. Love first. Always.